Mommy's in the kitchen cooking up something good, and Daddy's on the sofa.
It is time for the recipe roundup. This week we're not going to be actually talking about a recipe, but there are two cheeses that I wanted to talk about. These aren't cheeses that you'll find necessarily in your local grocery store, but it's something that if you're at a larger grocery store or at a specialty store and you see these, I'd like for you to know what they are because they're very interesting and are definitely something to try at least once. Cheese is great, just to start off with. I love cheese, though, as someone who once worked as an early morning cheesemonger at different farmers markets throughout Los Angeles, here are some cheeses that I never get tired of. One of them is called halloumi, and it originates in Cyprus. Halloumi is a white and layered cheese. It's very similar to mozzarella in that sense, except it's a lot firmer, a lot more solid, and it comes, usually when you purchase it, it comes in a little plastic Tupperware container all of its own, or it's vacuum sealed, and it's on the harder side when it comes to cheeses. The great thing about halloumi that makes it really awesome and really tasty is that it has a high melting temperature, so it doesn't melt immediately when you heat it up, which means you can grill it or pan fry it, or I'm sure you can deep fry it as well, though I personally haven't tried that. And when you grill it, what I usually used to do would be to put it in a hot pan, maybe with a little bit of butter or oil in it, but that's not necessary because there's plenty of liquid and butter inside the cheese itself to kind of keep it from sticking to your pan. But if you pan fry it up a little bit, each piece of halloumi kind of resembles its own contained grilled cheese sandwich or mozzarella cheese stick, almost, is kind of the flavor and the feeling that you can get from it. They're very good. It's a great addition to stir fries you may have or any sort of cooked vegetable that you're cooking in a pan that you can add that in at the end. Or it's also great on its own or eaten with some tomato soup, just in keeping with a grilled cheese tradition. Very good that way. The second cheese I want to talk about isn't necessarily the same type of cheese as what we think of as cheese. It's more of a cheese-related product. I've always known it by the name Gjetost, which is spelled G-J-E-T-O-S-T, but it's also known as Brunost, which means brown cheese in Norwegian, and there's just different words for this type of cheese. It usually is referring to whey cheese, which is, so Gjetost is this block of fudgy, cheesy goodness. The best way I can describe it is it's a combination or some middle point between fudge, caramel, and cheese, which I'm sure some people are like, that sounds disgusting. And some people are like, why don't I already have that in my life? I think it's really good. It's really good on bread, on pretzels, on apples, because it's definitely has that caramelly taste. The way it's created is that when, after you've separated out most of the milk proteins, you're left with a lot of whey in the cheese making process. And what they've done traditionally is that they kind of slowly heat up that whey, so the leftover proteins that are in it caramelize. And so then once it's all boiled down and kind of compacted into a form, you're left with this. It's basically like cheese fudge. It truly is that. And it kind of is this light brown caramel color, and it usually comes in these cellophane wrapped blocks. And as I said, it's very sweet. It's very savory at the same time. Definitely an interesting thing if you're out at some, you know, weird grocery store that is either an international store or kind of a gourmet store. You might be able to find Gjetost and halloumi. And I would definitely encourage you to not be afraid of them. They are definitely uses for them. And I would say Gjetost is something to have if you're entertaining people. You can just put it on a tray with some crackers and some pretzels and fruit that you can put a little bit on. And halloumi is more of a something to add to a meal, even though if you fried up some halloumi sticks and put those out on a platter with other appetizers, that would be quite delightful as well. Those were just a tale of two cheeses.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.